Alright, hey guys, welcome back to Lesbian Sisters Podcast. I'm Charlie, and sitting next to me is my lovely sister,
Candace.
Today, we have a special episode that we have every year.
Valentine's Day.
VD, where we celebrate VD with all the couples in the world and how they...
With the, you know, everyone who's really happy.
Spread their stupid love with their stupid partners.
Stupid
gay-ass holiday. Okay, and so today...
It's gay-ass holiday.
I know, it is very gay, hopefully. Well, it's gay today because we're making it gay. Oh yeah, with the podcast, guys, we're filming this because we're checking the sound and lighting, but you'll probably never see this episode.
Oh visually. Yeah, no, you're not going to see this, for sure.
Anyway, no, of course not, because we are dressed... we're dressed for a podcast.
We're dressed to kill.
Okay, so we're watching Princess Cid, and it's on Netflix. It says, a teenager moves to Chicago for the summer and finds a poignant mentor in her aunt and a sweet love interest in a girl who works in the neighborhood. Any guesses? Mows the lawn?
Mows the pool?
Cleans the pools. Has sex in the pools. And then mows the yard. Very typical.
It's always the pool boy, though.
Yeah, but she's probably gonna look like a dyke.
Oh, so she's
the
a pool,
one that
she's
works.
A pool dyke.
Pool dyke. Okay. Yeah, pool dyke. Okay, so let's get this started.
Let's get this show on the road.
I know. Let's get on. Let's call. Let's just do this.
Let's just
on the minge. Okay, so I'm gonna press play right now. You guys are probably not gonna want to watch this because I can tell already it's gonna be terrible.
Yeah, we just kind of, Netflix threw us a bone because, you know, they gotta have some kind of lesbian
VD, yeah.
Crap.
Once
on
a
here.
Month, Netflix is gonna have a lesbian storyline. They promised, starting 2020.
Did they really?
No. But it's that week of a promise that you're like, did they really?
I know.
I was like, oh, great. So now they're talking about how there's some dead bodies.
He's talking to a dispatcher.
Thanks.
Well,
I figured it wasn't just like, you know, a date.
It's some weird. Okay, and then there's
I got it. So this is why she's going to her aunt is because her parents died.
Oh, okay.
So that was 9 years later.
Backstory.
Right.
9 years later, she doesn't even care that they're dead, and she's playing soccer.
9 years later, she's what, like 13 here? She doesn't even remember. So she's playing soccer, so they're kind of like easing us into her being gay.
Yeah. They're like, she plays sports.
She plays soccer. Not just any sport, soccer.
No, that's like, they're all gay, come on.
Oh, well, I guess, but soccer.
Charlie.
There's a lot of gay looking women in soccer, even if they're not.
And by gay looking, we mean kind of masculine looking.
Yeah, if you didn't know what gay
means. Even if you
have
a feminine body.
Okay, so the aunt has a really boring job, and they're highlighting that right now.
Oh, she's pretty.
Oh, you like the aunt?
I mean, no, but I mean, she's, for an older lady, she's pretty.
Man, you really got rid of that comment. Like,
I'm not attracted to her, but I think that she's pretty for her age. It is a backhanded compliment.
It is a totally backhanded compliment, yeah. And you made it happen in so many different ways. You said it like three different ways. It started off as just a compliment, and then you're like, wait. No.
She's
I can fix
pretty.
This.
Well, you were like,
this.
Oh. Do you want her?
I just said that she was boring. I didn't say that she was ugly, but I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
She's
not
hot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter yet then. Yeah.
But out of those two, out of her and the 13-year-old after
13-year-old.
No, the soccer player.
Yeah, I'm digging the 13-year-old.
Obviously,
sure.
I'm a little annoyed already because I think they're all redheads. And so what we have here is a redhead and I know a dyke. So, honestly, this VD day could not have gone any worse.
Mm, yeah. It's,
I mean, I guess at least I'm not sleeping with either of those types of people. But
yeah,
honestly,
I have brown hair.
Or I'm also not sleeping with my sister, so there's a lot of good things to
this
Valentine's
Day. I know, but even if I was your
day.
Sister and had red hair, you probably wouldn't like me as much because of my red hair.
Yeah, but just because of the way you looked, not because of your personality. Although it does affect your personality.
I would have a crazy redhead personality, and you would hate
guys,
that.
Guys, do you know anyone that's not psychotic that's a redhead? Because they're lying to you. And they
I'm sorry, not a redhead, a ginger.
Yeah, like not auburn, but like orange. I don't even know why they call it redhead. It's
you don't
orange.
Count like auburn to be a redhead, right?
No, that's like dark brown. It's like reddish brown.
Yeah, it's brown with red
Yeah,
undertones.
That's different. No, they're not the psycho ones. these are the psycho ones. This girl, she's got like orange hair, I think.
Yeah, but is it dyed? I don't think it's
look at the eyebrows
like
if you want to know what's going on underground. I wonder, okay, do you think she's going to be a bisexual or do you think she's going to be a gay?
Well, let's fast forward this.
Oh, she's making out with a guy.
Dude, I think you just said her. Do you think she's going to be bisexual and she's like making out with some dude?
Okay, so now she's at her aunt's place. She does have like an athletic build.
I mean, yeah, a little.
She kind of.
She doesn't seem gay to me. Even bisexual.
I don't even know. I don't have any gaydar for people I don't want to sleep with. I'm always just like, I don't know.
I'm a little less picky than you, so I definitely have the gaydar for not so attractive people. But I think she's cute. You don't think she's pretty?
You said cute. That's rude. I didn't say
cute. I think she's attractive. I know cute is a rude thing.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. She has a pretty face, but like her, the way she like, she's so athletic in the way she moves and like, I don't know, she's kind of
clunky.
Yeah, clunky. Yeah, she's clunky. Got a clunky movement.
My God, I just so.
It's so true.
Even just to hear me say it, it's just, I don't know.
It's true. What do you mean to hear you say it?
Well, I was kind of thinking a little bit too, but.
Yeah, she's sloppy. Look at the way
she's
sloppy.
Sits.
And
yeah.
She's an athlete. Aren't athletes like bold
no,
or something?
Because sometimes, like, know. Especially if you have like more broad shoulders and like you have muscles up here, like me.
Like, what are you sloppy?
Like,
you're sitting over. Look at her.
I
she's on
kinda
a
hunched
camera.
Over.
Well, I guess you're on camera too. But this
oh,
girl
yeah.
is
maybe
on
I'll
camera.
Start sitting like this on yeah. camera.
Get us. Lift up your chest. Talk from your chest. So I guess they kind of get along. They're just kind of pretending to right now. But I'm confused. If years ago her parents died, which
who
we just made
lady?
That up.
Okay. Yes. Well.
And now she's living with her aunt. Because I guess they found out she was living alone for 9 years as a baby, and they're like, you gotta live with an adult until you're 18. Oh wait, is that her
is
aunt?
Is that the aunt?
No, because you thought the aunt was attractive. Is that the aunt, Candace?
I didn't. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to stick to the comment of yes, she's pretty, but I don't find her attractive.
I just want to hear you say it again in a whole new version of an insult, wrapped in a thinly veiled compliment.
I think there's a lot of physically attractive people that I'm not personally attracted to, so I think that that's
well, there's
what's
a
going
whole
on with that.
Sex of people that I could agree with you with on that. I definitely understand what you're saying or where you're coming from.
Yeah, me too.
It's nicely shot. I mean, it's kind of giving me that vibe. It's like a what is it? Fabric softener commercial.
Oh yeah,
it's
totally.
Got that filter. Fabric softener filter.
Even the music too is like.
And what is
like...
it? She's just walking around in a garden. Like there's like a flute and strings playing.
White oleanders.
That means something. Mm-hmm. I like that you knew that it was oleander, like that movie.
I love that movie. That's the only reason I know what that flower is.
That's the only reason I know what that flower is. It's because the title of that movie. I just didn't know that's what it looked like. You know what? I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna guess that this woman's gonna end up being her mother because they both have red hair. And that's very rare.
It's genetic, isn't it? It's supposed to be her aunt, right?
Well, I don't know what an aunt is, but I think that's her aunt.
Aunt.
Is that similar?
Aunt.
A pecan?
It's your
so
pecan.
Is that a pecan tree
it's
or is
your
that
pecan.
A pecan tree? I'm pretty sure it's a pecan tree because pecan trees don't exist. How's your book? Oh, she
how's
writes.
Your book? And
how's your book? Oh, remember, it's stuff. I like when...
I've been doing a lot of book stuff for my book.
Yeah, the book kind of... The book stuff. Like, I've been throwing the books out there. Putting
yeah.
them in libraries
I've been
stuff,
looking at other
planting
books.
Planting them on trains.
And then pretending
I'm
to
getting the word
write,
out.
Taking material from those books.
Yeah. A lot of... What is it?
it's eclectic, right?
No, but yeah, like, stealing... Not stealing, but borrowing phrases, verses from... People I admire, putting it into my work.
Yeah.
There's a word for
because,
it.
Because, you know, it's like a collaboration at that point.
It is,
you know?
It is. We're all collaborating.
Yeah.
There's
don't
new
know about it.
Prepositions thrown in there for safety. I like that we're getting the whole scene. Them sitting together, talking about their day and how boring it is.
And it's like a faraway shot too,
yep.
So we're like less interested because we can't actually engage in like any facial reaction
oh, yeah.
and emotion.
No, it's like our date yeah. is going so bad that we're both just watching this really horrible brunch go on and
we're
hopefully.
Like, what do we think is going on with these people's date?
Yeah, they're like, I don't know if they're on a date. They look like the age difference
yeah,
might be a little.
I think that's her mom.
Too much.
She's probably telling her she's cutting her off. The body language is a little, you know.
She's cutting her off, yeah. She's like, you gotta move out, sweetheart.
She does have a hardcore hunch going on, though. This chick
isn't
hunches.
It very unattractive?
She's
is
like,
it part
like
of
this.
But is it part of her character? There's no way it wouldn't be, because a director would never be like, it was great. I think you looked sloppy as hell, very unattractive, and it's a great lead up to a relationship that's about to occur with you and someone very unattractive. Like, we're really reeling people in with this horrible body language and posture you've got going on here. I mean, what the hell? If like it's like it's setting us up for her being in the hospital for the rest of the movie.
You it's know like, she's gonna be like one of those old ladies that like has a big old hump because she just like.
What is that? So the hunchback. Notre Dame. Is it Notre Dame?
Notre Dyke.
Yeah,
hunchback of Notre Dyke. Actually, sounds like a real place.
I'm so sad that we missed that conversation. I have a feeling that probably...
I was kind of sort of listening to it. I was I think a lesbian wrote this because this is so boring.
So bad. No offense, but I mean...
To boring lesbians.
Oh, and now she's running. And maybe she'll have horrible form with that, too.
No, yeah. See, you can't tell she has a hunchback when she runs.
I don't know how long this has been on for, but I'm going to guess, like, 2 hours. literally nothing has happened.
Oh, we got some... That's now, a boob shot. That is a boob shot.
Yeah, that is just a boob shot. It's a slow-mo of her running.
Like, she's jogging, and literally they just pan down to her boobs.
Yeah.
For, like, a good 5 seconds.
And now it's just her head, and her hair is going all over the place.
The ponytail.
I just don't even know what's going on.
The lesbian tail.
What I'm not looking forward to is kind of the lesbian storyline. I gotta be honest, guys. Like, I saw the trailer, and I was... appalled. Like,
oh, I didn't watch it.
No, I mean, just you saw who it was in that with the hair.
Yeah, she has like a mohawk.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a cute face either. Like, she's not hot. She's just all around bad.
I just, because on the preview, it's just like her side face.
No, yeah.
Like, it doesn't show her whole face.
Wait, here we go.
Okay, are we cutting ahead?
Yeah, we're cutting ahead to her at the coffee shop.
Oh, she's not that bad.
Not that
bad.
She's
kind of cute.
If I had a dollar every time you said not that bad on this podcast... A freaking millionaire.
I know, but I mean, I've seen so many really unattractive lesbians that it's like, oh, she's fine.
Okay, now you're saying fine. How do you spell fine? She is not fine.
There
is nothing fine about that.
She's okay.
Here we go. I mean, yeah, but what they're gonna do is they're gonna make every other storyline on
very
this
much
so
a Butch Dyke and then this like kind of average looking
athlete.
Yeah.
God. I love how someone's like, oh, this has never been told before. Let's do it.
I think most of them are based on real stories. I mean, this is probably, like, whoever wrote this, like, their story.
This is her story.
Yeah, exactly.
Her story.
Her story.
I love how, and I've talked about this before, writers always write about writers.
Yeah.
Who gives...
Yeah. Nobody.
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 Make them, like, an architect and an interior designer or someone in advertising. Like, just come on. Just do it.
It's true.
Because then they can be good looking and it's not, like, unbelievable. But when you have writers in it, they're going to be butt ugly and it's like, we get it, it's you.
No, you can't make them too attractive because that's not me.
Because he's not an architect, he's a writer. No hot people. Sorry. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is a Valentine's Day tribute. This is everything that nobody wants.
It's all the people that show up
on
the
Valentine's
dates
Day.
That look like crap. And they have the hot photos. Oh my God, I did that recently. Ooh. I can say this because I had a really good date.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I had a really good date this past weekend, but I'm trying to do like a date every week and just like as much as possible. But the one date, and I've had good ones mostly, like mostly hot girls. This one
more than I can
person
say.
Showed up and she was a photographer. Yeah, no. No. She looked so good in her photos.
You were pretty upset.
And I was pretty upset.
Yeah. Because, oh my God, and I thought she looked so pretty in her
she
photos.
She was very pretty.
I was excited for you.
I was excited for me.
Yeah.
I was excited for her.
I was excited for her. I thought that this was really
I thought this
down.
Was really going to work out for us. No.
No. Yeah.
And no. The date went on and on and on. You know, like those dates.
Oh, yeah,
just
because
go
she like
on and
lost
on and on.
Her
she
wallet.
Lost her wallet. She lost her keys. She lost her phone.
And you're like, cool, let me drive you around.
Yeah, let's make it a let's make a night of it.
And of course, she's so clueless because. You know, she doesn't
well, she
understand
was like 19.
That anything is not fun.
I know, God.
She's like, had such a great time. You're like, cool.
Like, you couldn't even Snapchat any of this. What do you mean you had a good time? You didn't have your phone? You didn't have your wallet? It's like this never even happened.
Which it didn't. Is anybody
well,
asked?
It's still, it yeah, didn't. It's gone. I know, I was wondering about that. I was like, oh my God, I met that girl who's cool. And then I'm going to go hang out with her again next weekend. And I was like, and just sail on through Valentine's Day.
When is Valentine's Day?
Wednesday.
Oh,
thankfully,
cool.
I have like a bunch of stuff going
on
this week.
You'll be like taking, you know,
a 4 tests or something. The aunt's asking her if she has a boyfriend, and she's like, yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Is that why you
she
slouch?
She has a vagina. He has a vagina.
He has a vagina.
He is gender
neutral.
You know.
Like the bathrooms.
He doesn't really identify as a anything.
He's a loser.
It has a vagina.
I'm sorry. It's a loser.
Or they. They have a vagina.
I'm just so distracted by this. The posture thing. Like, I just...
Her posture is exceptionally bad. I don't know. And like the storyline is boring. And I don't know. It's
a terrible movie. It's a terrible date. But what's great is that it's Valentine's Day and it's so disappointing.
It's Valentine's Day and we're all in misery.
Yeah.
Stolen quote.
It's Christmas,
almost.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
It's Christmas and we're all in misery. Yeah.
If you know where that quote is from, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a fun
You've
date.
Seen one of the best movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. What a great conversation. I'm glad you didn't think about
it. Are you going to get the veal?
I never could have told. Well, yeah.
I'm vegetarian. You're gay?
Yeah, because it's the same thing. I would love that if that was true. It's like, so do you have any food allergies? Oh, I'm a vegetarian.
I'm vegetarian.
Really?
Oh. In
wow.
that case,
by
what
all
are you
means,
doing later?
Go for it. Have your cake and eat it too.
I don't eat cake either.
Oh, that's my nickname for it. I should have said that. I figured you'd know by the pointing. No. Well, that was another horrible scene. Well, this will be fun to edit.
No, let's maybe fast forward some of this shit. Let's get to the gay stuff. I can't do this. I'm bored. I'm drinking and I'm bored.
Hold on. Oh my god, it takes forever. Okay, here she goes. She's back. Okay.
They're almost 28 minutes.
28 minutes into it. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this when we have to watch the whole thing. We can't.
Movies.
Make short with commercials. We're just going to do gay commercials.
Lesbian commercials.
So she's walking into the coffee shop again.
Ooh. Oh my god.
There's your okay girl. Her name is Katie. Hey. You new to town? She's like, are you gay?
Are you going to be here indefinitely? Do you want to get married? I kind of want to move in with you. You're cute though.
Is that how you hit on someone?
I can see that's where this
hey,
is
Hey, can
going.
I get a coffee for free? Do you want to fuck me or what? And then that's how you hit on someone.
I can.
Oh, you're actually like really paying attention.
I'm trying to.
You're trying to get some pointers from Katie.
I don't know. I'm trying to like see if there's any actual storyline going on here, but there's not. And she just got coffee and they were awkwardly flirting.
No, she's like, I get off in 10 minutes if you want to get me off and less than that later.
Yeah, that's a really good line.
I know, right?
If you want to get me off and, you know, less than that, then
we can go to the bathroom and I can get paid to get off.
Yeah, well,
I've always been a dream
about the bathroom in that case. I hate dates. They're so like...
They're so long. The opposite of sex, right?
Right?
It's like, what's the deal with that?
Oh, why she's dressed like a dude.
No, she's just dressed like a bus boy. Oh, bus boy. Right. There's no bus girls.
Yeah.
I couldn't say bus gender
boy.
Neutral. Gender neutral bus. Gosh. She's a writer. Her name is Miranda Ruth. No way. She writes the backs of Kellogg's boxes, right? I love her. She is so underrated.
See, that's funny.
Yeah, no, none of this is funny. I know. I'm aware that this is, and I know.
It is.
Everything
it's like,
we
oh,
watch
I'm a writer
terrible.
Because I freaking write stuff down.
Because I speak English and know how to write
yeah,
English.
Yeah, I write stuff down and I'm a writer.
That's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm a musician. What do you play?
No, that's like that one dude who I was like, oh, what do you compare your stuff to? And he's like, oh, probably like Broad City. And I was like, there's no way.
There's no way
you
you're
are
funny.
Anywhere near that hilarious.
No, but that's because he was like really boring.
Yeah.
And when someone's really
like
boring
City,
and then they're
like, oh, really? Well, who are you writing for right now? Because they're amazing.
That's all improv.
It is, but it's still better than like bad writing.
Yeah, I think most things are better than bad writing. But like we were saying, maybe bad music is the worst, right?
Oh, it is
the worst. No, but what
it's
about
worse.
What about bad stand-up? That's pretty bad. Because that's
to me, it's
bombing.
Similar to like music because you're having to hear it. But well, then yeah. You're also experiencing it live.
And it's like, everybody knows it's bad. I think with some bad like music, everyone, people are still
you're collectively
it.
Feeling, like, you can like, get, you empathically feel how bad it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, but it's like, you can get really wasted and be like, this is my jam. But if you get really wasted and someone tells you a really bad joke, you're like, man, get the f*** out of here, that's terrible.
It's so
like, you're ruining
true.
My buzz.
True.
So that guy forgot his
okay.
line.
Okay, this guy's like smoking weed.
Oh, okay.
And I think he's actually smoking weed because he was like, so blah, blah, blah. That's like, he forgot his line.
Yeah, he totally
and
forgot his line.
Just kept rolling anyways.
Which is great because the writing is so bad that he's my favorite character now. So those are just her roommates. They're lame. They're whatever. And she's changing. She's like, don't
taking
look.
Taking her clothes off. Oh, she got a sports bra on.
Yeah, right? Don't look. Why? Can't be any more disappointed than I already am. I'm a very charming person.
She's like, wow, you wear girl panties? I would have totally taken you for a boxer brief kind of
dude. She's like, these are gay guy underwear. They're still guy underwear.
It's true. It's those gay guys. Gay guy underwear.
Yeah, this is gay male underwear. Look at her looking
her
at
face.
Her.
Ooh. She doesn't look attracted, though. She looked a little turned off.
I mean, that's just the actress. She's not a very good actress. Like, no. You're watching her undress. Yeah, but it's her.
She's like, can you get someone else to undress and I'll look at them and then we can just have the angle
no, you're an
like,
actress.
Of me enjoying them getting naked, maybe?
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it might make it more realistic.
And no redhead lays out in the sun for like...
Yeah, time. Look at how pasty pale she is. Well, she's in the shade.
Yeah, that's weird. What is she doing that for? Maybe it's, maybe
it's
she's
blocked. Indirect sunlight because that's, you know, like a vampire. Tan.
Is that a thing?
You're really pale.
You want to go lay out? I mean, is there shade? Yeah, I guess. Is it windy? I want it to be windy and shady. Or else, where would you lay out?
Well,
I mean,
want a short haircut, but I don't want it to just be a hawk. Because that just looks... Like, she has, you know, she's not that cute. And I'm pretty average looking, so I don't want it to look like that.
I don't... think you want your hair to look like hers. And no, she doesn't have any style or gel
actually,
or anything into
no,
it. Like,
yeah,
there's
but,
literally
yeah.
nothing going on there. It's a flop on her head. It's like,
it
it's,
is
okay,
very
she's like
floppy.
A grown baby.
Well, no, I want to keep, like, length in my hair, too. So it wouldn't just be, like
a flop-sided...
Yeah, it's like a toupee mohawk.
It is like a toupee.
It's a toupee mohawk.
A two-hawk. Can you guys just take your tops off? We're trying to make a movie.
it's a flop-hawk.
Flop-hawk. It's totally a flop-hawk. Oh, that's perfect. Just
they're
be
like
in
love.
Them. Oh my god, they're like, you just act like you're a couple. Oh my god, she totally paid these people to do this. These are like her roommates. It's a really good idea.
Oh, they're dancing.
It's a really good idea. Like to get your friends to to mess with you when you're on a date.
Yeah.
And to come by and be like, hey, can you guys just pretend to be in love?
Just, come on. Yeah, but most
like if you don't have
like we're not here for your entertainment.
I'd be like, well, how much money do you have? And by the way, they don't look in love. They look like really awkward.
She looks in love, and the other one's just like, oh, God.
She's like, oh, God, my friend loves me so much, and it gets so awkward sometimes. Like, when she dances with me when there's no music, just because we're alone.
Well, okay, so, but she has a boyfriend, right? Isn't that, like, she's still pretending
to be
straight?
I mean, she has a boyfriend. We've never seen her boyfriend.
Well, no, but maybe she's never been with a woman before. I think that she seems kind of awkward.
Mr. Sloucher over there?
I don't know what we did.
We danced. Was it painful for you? Oh!
Freaking
oh, is she masturbating? Did you miss it? Was it that quick?
Yeah.
Well, that's accurate.
Wow, they're, like, actually showing that. And she's thinking about
but,
this gay girl.
Well, we don't know. Because we can't see her thought. Oh, no, she was just thinking about her and her aunt going swimming.
That was very weird.
It was stupid.
They showed her masturbating, but we don't know to what.
And then I think she's going to tell her aunt that she wants to have sex with that girl. How long do you think it's going to take before someone makes a move? Like an actual move?
I think that the flop-top.
Flop-top-hawk?
I think flop-top would have made a move already.
You don't think that she already did and thinks that she wasn't responsive? You know what I mean? Like when people are like,
well,
I made a move.
Well, she did the dance thing and then,
no, but when they're like, I made a move. And she just didn't respond. But it wasn't really
a
move.
If you don't actually try to kiss somebody, you didn't make a move.
The only way to know if they know you made a move is if they physically push you away. And then you know.
And they make that noise.
Yeah, and then they start dry heaving. Then you know you made a move. And good for you. Good for you for putting yourself out there. She's wearing a gay outfit. She's wearing a tux. She's like tuxed out.
I think she looks cute.
She does. You can't even tell she has crappy posture. Anything that takes away from that. You get the fake broad shoulders in there from a tux.
It's true. The tux hides it.
Who does she look like, though, in the face? Oh, Olivia Wilde. She has her smile.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what it is.
A little bit.
If Olivia Wilde was less attractive, athletic,
and had red
horrible
hair,
posture,
and a sloucher.
And a sloucher.
Slouchy, that would be her slouchy, butchy Olivia Wilde.
Then that would be her younger sister. That looks a lot like her.
It probably is.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Like on Netflix or on like Rotten Tomatoes.
No, Netflix doesn't do ratings anymore because they were so like nobody's watching it because everything was so bad. Everything is like
everyone
a one
sees
star.
Like a one or two stars.
Yeah, and they're like, oh no, I can't. Okay, so then I guess she's gonna have sex with this dude because they always have to do that. They always have to have them like have sex with a guy. Oh, so that's her boyfriend.
She's straight. I mean, she's
they could have gotten someone way hotter to play that role.
I think
than
that if you are pretending to be straight or you think you're straight or whatever, and then you're attracted to like a super dykey chick at a coffee shop that has like an only
it's a flop hawk.
Yeah, the flop hawk. It's like, come on.
Oh, you mean then that means that she's more gay? That she's totally gay?
Yeah.
Or no, that she's straight? I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I would say that she should definitely be questioning her sexuality at this point.
Oh, if she's into someone that's that unattractive?
That's gay. Yeah, that gay and that unattractive. Yeah.
They have not kissed. And by the way, it's like 5 hours into this movie.
You know, how long have we been watching it?
It's over an hour. Pisses me off. They should have had sex like 3 times by now. They should have broken up already.
Charlie,
they don't care about
a serious conversation about
books. Come on. Who talks about books? Who owns books? She would be holding a Kindle right now.
Even
and, like,
people that
through
own
it.
Books and have never been so rude to like take it off the shelf and start talking about when they used to read this. If they took their
the
clothes off first
around.
And then just nakedly like walked over and got the book and started talking about.
Wait,
the book?
You're saying if they had just got
yeah, she
into
was
her
like
room,
totally naked
and then taken their clothes off
and then
not
started
said
talking about the book.
And then she was like, instead of making a move, which she clearly will not do,
She would consider that making a move.
She'd be like, I did make a move. She took her clothes off, then I took mine off, and then I started talking to her about her books. What else do you want me to do? But you know what? If I were to wait for any woman that I've ever been with to make a move, I'd fucking wait on the first one. You know what I mean? Like, it would never happen.
A woman has never made a first move on me.
No balls. These women don't have any balls.
Yeah.
Ballless women.
Ballless.
The nerve. There's no kissing. There's not even caressing.
Yeah. No, they don't touch each other. It's like that stupid
no
Jenny
hug.
Movie where, you know, like the Jenny, Jenny's wedding or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was painful, but it was so funny.
But yeah, there were still parts you can make fun of it.
One of you is free to use the shower. They all need to shower. Let's see.
Yeah, let's do some of that.
Something's gotta happen. If they shower, and shower sex is terrible, but at this point, I'm desperate. Somebody do something. I will allow shower sex
to
happen.
I don't even think this is a gay movie.
It's not. It's like a coming of age when nobody's coming. They're just aging. Slowly. Dying. I'm dying. Now they're in their bras or their bathing suits.
Yeah, they're both in their bathing suits. Oh,
finally,
she kissed her back.
Finally.
She kissed her back. Oh, and she's like, oh, that feels good.
She's like, that was weird. She had that look on her face.
She kind of always looks a little weird.
Where you're like, is there a bug on me? I feel like there's a bug on me. She's closing the door. She should just walk out and like be like, just shout. See yourself out. Yeah. That's the kind of vibe I'm
getting. Are we
going
to get to see some boobs? What is this rated?
N-A?
No. Not applicable.
Yeah, nobody watched this. They were like, whatever, I don't care.
Oh, we got to see some boobs.
Yeah, but it's Netflix, so it could be whatever. Let's see what the kissing's like.
Okay. It is so
slouchy.
Not gay.
Slouchy kissing.
Yeah, but her mouth is like, it's like shut.
It's pinched shut.
Yeah, like she's like, oh my god, don't.
And I think she's already having an orgasm.
Are we gonna get some tears? Make out tears?
Teary sex for Valentine's Day? Are we better? And then the terrible kissing, she's like, wait, come here.
Oh, God.
It's like eating a lemon.
I just think of like how awkward it was to film it. Because you can kind of feel how awkward it is. That's just bad acting. Oh, wait, I think that's her coming.
No way. Oh, is she going down on her?
Yeah, I think so.
Her mom, like her whatever. Oh. Here is it.
Birds chirping.
Birds
sounds
chirping.
Of girls
You know what that means, the birds are chirping.
Her aunt's like,
she's like, oh my god, I think I just heard her orgasm for the first time. I'm gonna write about it.
finally something interesting to write about.
Something happened to somebody.
Instead of talking about, that's the most exciting thing that's happened for a
while. I'm like trying to listen because I'm like, oh, you can't see him. Now you can imagine hot girls.
Nah. They like knew it was gross, so they like came.
Yeah, they did. They like, they're like, well, let's leave.
Aunt listening for a minute. What? And now she's like trying to tongue kiss her?
No. Like, what is that? She like stuck her tongue out for a second. It didn't leave her mouth.
That was very bizarre.
She just licked her lips and the girl was on her face on accident.
Yeah, they were like, what are you willing to do? She's like, I guess I'll lick her lips.
I'll lick my lips if she wants to, like.
She's like, her tongue better not touch mine.
You think they're gonna last?
No.
Like through the summer.
No.
Okay. Well, that's very honest.
I think that maybe if this was her first time with a woman, that yeah, it would definitely last like at least like 6 months.
Oh, that's long though.
You know,
that's pretty gay.
They talk about books and they would talk about boring stuff, so that can kind of linger
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm. When you have boring things in common, I feel like that's what makes it last longer.
Yeah.
You're right. It's true. So yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to all you bores out there with your long-ass relationships and your boring things in common.
Yeah, it was one of those comments that I read on the 50 Shades of Freed. And
Candace is obsessed with that movie.
I love these movies, but I love to hear people talk like
at
crap
least they're
about
attractive.
It.
Yeah.
And like when I read some of the reviews and this guy was just like, honestly, they're just like a really boring couple. I was like, yeah, they are.
They are a really boring couple though. But they're
very
attractive,
boring
and
couple.
He is like freaking watching paint dry, but a really nice shade of paint.
It's
like a really expensive
Charlie, it's gray. He's a
gray paint
shade.
But gray is agreeable. Paint. It's neutral. It's nice. You know, you don't argue with it. You're like, no, I like it. But
you don't argue with gray.
No, you don't argue with gray. Do
that's
you?
That's what it should have been called.
Yeah. Nobody argues with gray. Like, okay.
That would have been a better title for the last one, actually.
Nobody argues with gray. What kind of is it? Freed? Gray Freed? Stupid.
As soon as I saw the title, I took me a second because I was like, is that really what it is? Is that the title?
Freed. But I thought they were getting married. Isn't that the opposite of freedom? Maybe he kills her at the end. And then he's finally free from this boring ass relationship.
No. That was another review. They were like, I think it pertains more to the actors in the film. They're finally free from this franchise.
They're free from their contract. Yeah. Now they'll never have to work again because they made so much money off this crap. Which is awesome.
Really awesome.
I feel like that's like with Kristen Stewart because she did that Twilight crap and like made all that money and now
Charlie,
she can just make all these terrible movies, like independent movies. It doesn't matter if they make any money.
It's true.
She's like, I made my money already. Now I can make art.
Is
that a Smith?
Is that not obvious?
Is that like Will Smith's son?
Is it? No.
Jaden Smith?
Is it? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just.
Are y'all girlfriends?
I think you're just being racist right now. She's a black guy.
Whatever. It didn't look like. I didn't say Oprah Winfrey. I still see gender. I'm not that big of a racist. So some
hey,
guy was.
Are y'all girlfriends?
Cool. Hey, they totally are.
Oh.
Do you
like
guys
a black
like
guy
have a website?
And he'd be like, so y'all like. Y'all like dick?
He's like, what's it like to go down on a girl? Because I'll never find
out.
Yeah,
I don't have to do that.
Oh, God. See, that's racist.
Crazy
well,
porno
okay,
sex.
So that's the crazy porno sex. Yeah, no crazy porno sex. So she slept with a woman. Do you think she'll ever sleep with another woman? She's got that headband on now, so it kind of seems like it was a phase.
Yeah, hopefully she'll kind of move on to someone more attractive.
I love how she asked who it was. It's your aunt. It's a cell phone. You know who it is.
Oh my god, I can screen calls.
She's like, oh, I never put your number in my phone.
I know.
I guess I should.
To just never have anyone's number and you don't know who's calling you?
Oh, no way. Although, no one ever calls anybody anymore. But it would be weird on text.
Texting.
Yeah, if you were like drunk and then all of a sudden you were getting all these texts.
You're like, who?
Like, wait a minute, what? Just send them all porn. Like, honestly, like, just send everyone porn. At, like, 1 in the morning. Like, really raunchy, inappropriate porn. And be like, I don't know. Must have been
guess
spam.
Guess what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know, right?
The awkward pause.
I still don't know her situation. Did her parents die?
I don't
How
care.
Does her aunt care about her this much?
I think so. I'm sure that's why she was, like, living with her aunt. But she's obviously, like... 25, so it's like,
yeah, I know. It's like, why does this girl adopted? Like feel the need to play on a high school sports team and go live with her aunt for the summer when she's 25? It's just weird. They never explained any of it.
It's bizarre. Podcast was just as romantic as probably any of your dates.
Any of your dates with sisters are gonna go, really. I mean, what do you expect?
I think if
We don't know. Like, we're going to...
We're in our experimental phase.
We're going to start the vlogcast sometime in March. My March is getting pretty busy, but we'll hopefully have it up in March.
At least have a video.
Because, yeah, once I'll have spring break, maybe after that. I hope you had a wonderful VD day. Full of VD.
Happy Valentine's.
For what is it? Your
diseases.
What else could VD stand for? Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, Vagina date. I hope that you all have a lovely date with vagina today. Yeah. Regardless, male, female, whoever you are.
As long as it's with a vagina, it's gonna be a good one.
Exactly. So, happy Valentine's Day, guys. Just get through it. Here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Love.